Hello, hello, and hello. I was recently at an Acapulco in Mexico, and I met a fellow who, he said hello to somebody, and he said it, hello, hello. And it was so beautiful. I just loved it, and it stuck with me. And I've been using it ever since. Now I've added to it, and I've gone, hello, hello, hello. So I'm just checking in. I just came from the grocery store. I should call my next book the Grocery Store Chronicles or something like that. And I probably won't be here for super long, but I wanted to share with you while the experience was fresh. And it was a little intense, I have to say. You know, I, as usual, when I go out into public, I just promise myself, okay, Beth, you're just going to have to, you know, just get in, get out. Simple. Everybody does it. Everybody else can do it. I don't know why it doesn't come as naturally for me. Does it bother you that, oh, hello. Oh, Eric is here. My best friends are here. Awesome. Thank you for coming. It's more fun that way by far. Hello, FE. Love it. We are in the hot bayou, by the way, Eric. It is so slimy here. Just the air is thick. It's sweaty. My air conditioning doesn't work for a minute. I have to replace the batteries. Hello, Flat Plain, Oregon. Blessings, greetings to the truthlings. Oh, and truthlings. I love that. Nice. Eric said, problem being in public. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. So I'm going to weep and cry to you while I have my nice cold coconut water. So I'm just going to get in and get out. And, you know, I see there's a little bit of a lineup, so I'm preparing myself. Okay. Just to go in line. And I'm saying, Beth, like, don't, you know, make a scene. Don't talk to people. Just whatever. Hey, Sue. Nice to get to see you guys every day now. I love this. And so I come around the corner and I see that the lineup is actually like way down. You know, there's a lot of people in it. I guess it's the post after work crowd that they come for their groceries and stuff. And I need to pick my timing better. That's more or less what it is. And I thought, okay, I'll go stand at the back of the line. But nah, instead I think, well, I'll use the time to talk to the security guard because that's more interesting to me than talking to nobody. Batteries on the, not my AC, but it's on my remote for the AC. So it's almost like I don't have AC if I don't have a remote. It's kind of strange. You actually can't manually turn it on. I know. So go figure what that is. But so I go to talk to the security guard and I just very politely and kindly was having a conversation. I just said, you know, do things make sense to you? Have you seen the published numbers? They've gone so far down. The media won't even talk about it anymore the last couple of days. And I just said, you know, I know this is your job and I know that you're just doing your job and I don't hold anything against you personally, but I just said, you know, does this still make sense? And he defended it and, you know, we bantered a little bit back and forth and it wasn't, you know, I wasn't really trying to convince him. I just wanted to be a pain in his ass. I just wanted to be the person who, yeah, crazy. Crazy is what that is. There you go. And, you know, I just want to be a little bit expensive in his world. It's not his fault, but I feel like he needs to just think a little bit and we all need to think and just, you know, awaken a little bit. So I didn't plan this part. I never plan these things. So some lady, he was ticker taping many people in and the lineup was going very fast, actually. Hello, snake. Did Beth throw a cream pie? I know you guys are all wondering what happened here. Pretty close, kind of close. So then for some reason, some lady got confused and she just wandered in and I watched her go and then the security guard is totally, you know, distracted with the lady who's just going in and he's trying to get her to stop. So I don't know why, but I just started to walk in the store and I don't know even what I'm doing. I'm just like in a comedy of some kind, like, I'll just walk in and see if anybody, what they do. And so, he didn't yell, but he said, you know, madame, you know, he was being polite, but then he went and he got the management and said the management after me. And by that time I have my hands full of avocados. And I know they're coming for me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just getting avocados, make it expensive. That's it, snake. Exactly.
And so the manager came and talked to me, and I said in a very polite, kind tone, like, you know, does any of this make sense? I know it's not your rules. I know that you're just doing your job. And he goes, oh, well, you know, it's the law. And I said, actually, it's not the law, because not everybody's doing what you're doing in the way that you're doing it. It's not the law. Actually, you are choosing to do that. And I get that it's not your choice. It's your company's choice. But I said, you know, have you been listening, or are you watching the numbers? And he said, yeah, I know they've gone way down. And then I said, does it make sense that we're still doing what the media is telling us to do? I said, did you ever hear a lie come through the mainstream media? And he laughs and he's like, uh-huh, yeah. Like, and I said, did you ever hear a politician lie? And he goes, uh-huh, yeah, like all of them all the time. And so it was a really good moment. And I said, would you prefer if I put my avocados down and went out to, and this is the best part coming here, that I went out to just stand at the back of the line. He's going like, no, but next time, can you just respect? And I said, actually, I have a lot of respect for you and all these people. And you can, you know, if you want to ban me from this store, that's okay. And I will shop elsewhere. I wasn't threatening him to take my business elsewhere. I'm just saying like, hey, if this doesn't work for you, it's okay. And then we had a nice, you know, somebody actually came by and said, give him a break. He's just doing his job. And I said, oh, well, I said, are you upset? I'm not meaning to upset you and all. And he said, no, I'm actually not upset. So they thought I was. And then I go to get in line to for my avocados, and two great big aggressive guys went right in front of me, just cut me off. Two of them, like not even just one of them, but two of them. And they just went ahead, obviously, to give me a taste of my own medicine, what I just done. And I took it. It was like, I'm not gonna argue with these guys. That's fair is fair. I made somebody else wait. They can make me wait right now. It's all fine. I'm not here to, you know, make anything but a spectacle, for the reason that, you know, if people at least see that someone can say no and not consent to things that actually don't make sense, then something, you know, at first I felt actually really ashamed and embarrassed. I really did. You know, they had singled me out and they cut me off just to make a point. And then I thought about it later, and it's like, no, it's worth it. It is a little bit expensive for me. And I think someone even recognized me. They used my name on the way out. Like, okay. People don't know, really know me that much here. That one, maybe they do. And, but in the meantime, I don't know, that stuff just keeps coming out of me. So I had to come and share it while it was fresh. I didn't actually throw the cream pie. I didn't even get mad. I wasn't mad at anybody. I actually felt very calm the whole entire time. And, Eric's saying he got into it with a guy from Best Buy. Yeah, it's all happened in the shopping stores, because that's kind of the only place to go now. I said, you still don't let people in the store? ISMH. I don't know what that means exactly. He said, we are being safe. I said back, this has nothing to do about safety. Nothing. Yeah, sad. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's the same. They resort to that. Oh, just keeping you safe. I said, you're not in charge of my safety. I never put you in charge of my safety. I don't think you're qualified to be in charge of my safety. What are your credentials for that? Right? Like, Effie said, I would have given them a piece of my mind. That's just me though. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Sue. It's, you know, it's on the one hand, it's not really bravery. It's just coming up and out of me. And I have survived so many attacks like that, and I brought it on myself. So I can't complain. I can't act like a victim. Sorry for the siren here. I still want to close my window. I certainly can't act like a victim. I brought that trouble on myself. So I'm not going to make out like it's something they're doing to me. I did it. And that's the beauty, actually, Sue, of it happening, you know, you doing it to yourself. It's just so much more comfortable, because it's, you know, if somebody else gives you a shot to the arm, that's going to hurt. And if you give yourself a shot to the arm, it's not as bad, because somehow it's you doing it. I don't know what that is, eh? Hello, musicians for the truth. Heck yeah, it's just standing up for yourself. Respect. Yeah, it's self-respect. I should have said that, right? If you, next time, have respect. And it's like, yeah, well, I'm having respect for myself. Thank you very much. And emotions can take over. Absolutely. Oh, man, you know, I'll choke back some tears. I'm just a girl. And it can happen. But it's the same thing and it's not to tell you or anybody how to do it, right? Sometimes you need to actually just work with your nervous system and get really strong in that. so you can contain a lot of energy. Nobody messes with Snake Jones. Uh-huh. Yep. I love that. Yes, hello, Musicians for Truth. Yep, that's good. It's good to be formidable. Then you don't have to fight. That's a great way. You just train yourself. And, you know, I wore my Bitches Brew shirt. Eric said, that's because in the store, the staff have to wear masks to work. I know, it's really hideous. Like, it's so hot now. The guy's wearing black in the hot sun, and he's got a mask on. Like, he might black out. I just made it way harder for him, gave him extra stress. Here in Louisiana now, I would say 15% wear a mask outside in public. Right. Yeah. I wonder what we're down to. We could be 10 or 15% about the same. Effie said, we've been through enough, Beth, and we deserve to have our say. It's exactly. I mean, why are all the people on the other issue that we just passed by? Why are they allowed to burn down buildings? And then this is so unacceptable to walk in a grocery store. What is that? People are not thinking. They are not seeing. Why does it seem right and normal to go and bash stores and windows? Snake said 15% is about the percentage here as well. And Eric, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've been streaming. Hey, Voynich. Tell me if I'm saying that right. Or is it Vonage? Either way. Yeah, I can't. I went and I got this nice fancy software. So I thought, heck, I'm going to use it. What should we put up? Let's see. This one up. If you guys have anything smart to say, please do. You know, you get to that end. What is the end of the line? It's going to come. We're going to hit the end of the line. Everybody will. There's no actual bottom. I think you could endlessly adapt to bullshit. We have this incredible superpower to adapt. And that works for us, of course, but it totally works against us at the same time because we're adapting to all the wrong things. Little bit by little bit, people are going vacuous in their ability to decide anything for themselves. Thanks, Vonich. I'm glad you like the variations. It's fun. It's like it's a Cadillac for me. It's so, you know, I don't think I can do much of anything while I'm alone. Does anyone want to come on with me? How's your connection, Snake? Eric said, here in Baton Rouge. Here, I'll put it up. Here in Baton Rouge in Louisiana State University, they are saying they will make the students all 30,000 wear masks on campus. Ouch. Well, that's a way to keep people out of school. Beth for 10,000 subs in June. Yep, I like how you think, Snake. I love that. So good. Whoa, 30,000 to wear masks and turn hallways into one-way traffic to be safe. Oof, ouch. Yeah, I don't think I can let my kid go back to school. You should see what they have planned for them there. It's really hideous. That made me so sad. And on the same email, they're talking about training them in gender studies now. Like, has it been 100, it's turned in 100% agenda over there. Pretty sick stuff. So I definitely want to show this. Here's Snake Jones' plan for me. I love it. 16 plus days with no cases of BS19. Yep, exactly. Yep, BS19, that's the one. How nice. We have to think about that. Hello, Steve. Schools are for fish. Yes. Sometimes I think we're more like fish than we are like lions. Like, they're trying to keep us off in our own little corners. But I know what you're saying. That's a different, totally different point. Yeah, exactly. What are they training us for, right? That people will just learn normally and life will teach them. People, you want to teach them, set a good example enough so that it looks attractive for them to do it. And then, you know, we do really learn from watching each other. That's, for the most part, that's how we learn. But what are they learning if they're just watching everybody be robots, including themselves? Nothing. It's pretty painful. So I'm just kind of rambling here. I was at visiting my son today. Yesterday. I saw him today, but just over at his dad's, and he pulled out his guitar and he started playing, and it's like, holy moly. I want to see if I can sneak a video to you guys. It was unactually believable. Some kind of super power going on. His dad is an amazing musician, longtime musician, producer, winner of his own awards and stuff. And we never told Liam to play music. We never told him he had to do that for sure, or that he should do that. You know, we bought him instruments as he was interested in. For some reason, it was school. As a matter of fact, the only good thing that really came out of school, other than friends and connections, was the fact that he took a guitar class. And he absolutely hated the class, but he loved the guitar. And went to town, just has been playing so like crazy. You should see, it's insane. I have to sneak a video. He won't do it willingly though, unfortunately. Yeah, indoctrination. Exactly. I totally get you, Steve. I absolutely get you. No, I don't mean to pick apart, because you're speaking truth. You got that truth bug in you. What did somebody say earlier about truth? That was so cool. I loved it. Let me see if I can find that again. What was it? Was it here? Something. No, I can't find it. Oh, truth links. It was about, yeah, blessings and greetings. It was from Flat Plain, Oregon. I love it. Truth links. I hadn't heard that yet. It's beautiful. SMH means shocking my head. Ah, oh, shacking my head? Shacking. I don't know what shacking is. Now you have to tell me what shacking is. I know an expression about shacking, but that's not it. My son's 13, Sue. Yeah. So it's just fun to see that, you know, he took something good out of that indoctrination, but he made it his own. He doesn't want anything to do with their curriculum. For some reason, he's been at home for all this time. His dad has not made him do any schoolwork, and I'm not in that department either. It's not because we don't want him to grow and learn. We do, but we just seem to have disadopted that school system. Seems like it's just not happening. That'll be my dream, actually, if he stays out of it. I love it. Snake, so grateful for my seventh grade education. Perfect. I love it. If you let life teach you, oh, call-in numbers, Effie. Good, I'm glad I saw that. I do have a call-in number. Does anybody know where I find it? Darn it. Like, I know how to give you a link. Let's see. I know how to give you a link to come in. I keep meaning to find out how to call in. Darn it. But Effie, if you're interested, I'm going to drop the link to come and say hi. And you don't have to, like, it's actually the same as calling in, really. And I won't show your video if you prefer, like, just don't go on video. So absolutely, Effie, jump on. I'd love to meet you. That'd be so good. Be so great. I've got a little bit more time here. So love to all you guys. So good. Yeah, the more I do this, the more I'm enjoying it. It's, you know, the hit to the nervous system, it passes very quickly. As soon as I just open myself to receive how much energy's just been given to me in the form of them being annoyed with me or hating me or whatever it is, just landing that, no, this is about the truth. It's not about pissing people off for no reason. It's about pissing them off. And I told him, I'm just being a little pain in your neck right now, because we all need to think about this before things get really out of hand. So all you do is click on the link that says StreamYard.com. If you just click it, it should bring you right into this room. That's how it works for me when I go on Rose's streams. So otherwise, I don't know how to do the call-in yet. I know I have the capacity, and I'm going to do a call-in show probably next, my next one. By the way, Oli Demigard is going to be on with me on Thursday morning. Did I make it Thursday morning? I think I did. Yeah. So this coming Thursday morning, the 11th did I make it Thursday or Friday? Nope, I made it Friday. Okay. So Friday the 12th at 10 a.m., we're going to be going live here. Maybe we'll make that a call-in so that Oli can answer some questions. You guys can ask him and interact and talk to him. That would be super fun. See you later, Eric. I might be here in 15 minutes. I'm not totally sure. And really nice to see you. Have a great day. So, darn Effie, I guess it's not working out for you to come on. Anybody else wants to click the link, feel free. But I think it is literally just tapping that link that will work for you. But otherwise, it's a strange world out there. And try the link, Effie. Do it, do it. Voynich. Cool, Oli. Yeah, he's so cool. I love that guy. He's amazing. I think we're going to see a lot more from him. We've already, of course, seen so much for 40 years in a row. But I think he's going to come out of the gate in a really powerful, strong way. That King Hero guy. So yeah, looking forward to that. Definitely join us. 10 a.m. Central Time on Friday. I will make an event here so you get a notification if you're subscribed to my channel, which you no doubt are already. If there's anybody listening that isn't subscribed to my channel, definitely hit that sub button. And you can also come to my website. I love it when people connect there because it's not dependent on YouTube. You can go to my website, bethmartins.com, and Voynich needs to rest. Absolutely no problem. And no pressure either. This is just for fun. So, hello, Soul Duo. Nice to see you. Right on. I know who you are now. I friended you on Facebook. Thanks for sharing my video. I love that. Flat plain organ. You tried and apparently can't do it from your phone. Oh, that's too bad. Thanks for trying. All right. Well, if it happens again, and there will be more chances. Sometimes I don't get the notifications like this one. I know they're inconsistent. I sign up for people's notifications and they don't come for some reason. You don't know what exactly that is. It's not totally consistent. But thanks anyway. I'm glad you guys were interested in coming on. That's fun. I would love to have a call-in show, so we will do that Friday. Oh, look at that. Effie did it. Hello, Effie.
Hi, babe.
Hey, so great to hear from you. You're all the way in New Zealand, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Amazing. Whereabouts in New Zealand?
I have to go. I've got family calling me at the moment.
Okay, no problem. Sorry. Okay, that's totally fine. Thanks for coming on. Do it another time.
I'll try again.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, bye for now. Bye. Oh, how sweet is that? So the topic today is being at the end of the line. So you missed the story, but I'll tell it again since you didn't hear it. And it's I just got really rude today. And Effie, if you don't know, by the way, you're still here, just in case you don't know. There he is. And so I just made some trouble in a grocery store by cutting the line and having them give me a hard time so I could just talk to them about how senseless the lineups are. So I just made trouble. I was a rebel in there. Mary is a great guy. Yeah, very cool. Snake asked, anyone know of a good Ethernet only router? Right, you're looking for that. Yeah, exactly. That's what you need right now. Usually any phone company will do that, right? Then it's just through your phone company. It's the same ones that would give you Wi-Fi are giving you the phone. So it's really just your phone. I think you just need to go to Best Buy or wherever to grab something that has the Ethernet cable for your phone to go through. It might, yeah. Anyway, I'm pretty sure you can just deal. Hey, TJ, I think I missed your comment up here too. Let me go and check that one out. I bet it was good. These people are kneeling and doing the same pose that the cop used in the fake snuff video. It's all ritual and mockery. Yeah, that one I'm going to put up for sure. It's true. It is a snuff video. That was my very first thing. That was my very first observation that I noticed, that you don't show people dying on a video. You don't show that. That is considered awful, right? Like, that's terrible. That's the dark web. What's going on there? Anyway, I totally ritual and mockery. Exactly. People are just utterly traumatized. It's a craziness. So awakened rebel, that's what we want to be. And I came away really questioning myself. Okay, like I thought, okay, Beth, you lost that round. you lost. Hey, Claire, how's it going? I'd almost forgot what a snuff video was. Yeah, I know. Like, really, wow. Is that a first ever where the media would have promoted a video showing somebody dying and being killed and murdered? Like, fuck. Holy. A total desensitization psyop. Exactly, Musicians for Truth. Exactly. That's the whole thing. They're trying to get us out of our senses, or not out of them. I guess it is out of them, because it's so painful to be in them otherwise. If, you know, if all of that stuff were true and it were really happening, how would you really feel if that were really happening? I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, the vast majority of reality takes place in the imagination, right? We are making a movie in here. I think it was a James True video, and I was watching him talk about the eyes. Yeah, that was it. And how we're actually rendering reality. We're rendering it. You know, it's not just a reflection of what's going on. There's a rendering taking place. So that's such a good point. And, you know, so people are rendering something different that truthers are seeing, like, this isn't what they say it is. And, but it's a mind fuck on so many levels, right? The whole thing just goes sideways and diagonal and around, and it leaves you pretty exhausted. How much energy you have to spend to sort it all out is really big. And then you thought it was odd that you had no empathy, Snake said when he first viewed the video. Exactly. I know, looking at it, it was just like, I was the same. I was going like, I got nothing. I was just thinking like, why did they show a snuff video on mainstream media? That was my main feeling. It wasn't like, oh my God. And you know, you're seeing everybody already weeping and crying and starting to call everybody out. And it's a nuts thing. Oh, hey, Eric's back. Awesome. Imagination equals reality. Until it doesn't, until, you know, because I believe that's what the search for truth is about, is to see through the rendering, to at least be able to include other people's renderings. I think, you know, that because everybody's rendering their own version of reality. And then once you start to break through and not have that powerful attachment to your own rendering as if it's the only possible rendering. I don't know if I'm starting to talk narrative here. Can't tell. All of a sudden, but you know, I believe we can get to that point where you're seeing something for what it is, and it's no longer your rendered projection. That's the whole point of allowing life to challenge you and, you know, take you down, or whatever it is that causes you to get more and more into integrity with yourself and become a more clear vessel. Then, you know, I think we do start to see things and people for who and what they are. There's this you know, new agey thing. It's, oh, if you're seeing that in somebody, you are that. That's why you're seeing it. If you weren't that, you wouldn't see that. And that's so much doublespeak. That's a whole bunch of bullshit. Because as I go along, I don't see less, I see more. I have more pain too. I have to contend with more pain. Absolutely. Reality is just what your brain perceives. And then I think there's more. I think there's layers. There's depths that can be gone to that we haven't probably even begun to explore. And reality is fluid. Flow with it. It's nice when you really get in the flow. Absolutely. I love that experience. Yesterday was a big flow day. For some reason, I can't even take credit, like, oh, I did all this great spiritual work and then I had a good flow day. But there was just something really magical, lots of synchronicity, things happening, all feeling very good and right. And including having a great interview here with Snake. So if you didn't catch it live, then please do check my channel for the interview. It was throw a drowning man a line. That was in my head all morning long, that line, throw a drowning man a line. I think it had something to do with you too. They've got a song with a thing in there, that line in there. So Snake Jones said, Kelly Thomas 2011, that is real. I'm not sure what that is. I don't know if you want to say more about that. You were in Anaheim when it happened, and you still crumble if you attempt to watch it. Okay. I apologize. I don't know what that is. You're going to have to fill me in. I'm rotten at, I just was totally clued out and tuned out to what the media was saying. I just totally did that. And Effie, no worries. And I'm so happy that it's your birthday. My God, I should sing you a song. That's great. And they're ringing you to wish you happy birthday. That's awesome. I'm so happy for you. That's lovely. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear F.E. Mayori. Happy birthday to you. There you go. Nice. And can I do a video on New Age stuff? Oh, yeah, I can. I can. Actually, I would love to do that. I will. Thank you for that suggestion. I'm absolutely going to do it because that's a massive subject of mine. I've been on an intense spiritual journey for a long time, and the New Age has definitely come in, and the New Age has gone out. And it left lots of interesting things behind. It wasn't baby in the bathwater, lots to hang on to, but certainly lots to let go of. Exactly. Brian is going live in 10 minutes. Excellent. That's awesome. Good to know. Musicians for Truth. That's awesome. You must. Do you want to show a link? And many more, Steve said. Exactly. And I know I'm above 1,000 subscribers. I should monetize my channel. Thank you very much. I am going to do it. Now, I thought they were going to send me something. I got one email saying congratulations, but it didn't mention anything about monetizing. So I'll probably just have to look up if I need to be doing something. I looked in my back end and I looked around for anything like that. So yeah, I'm 1,000.01 subscribers now. Pretty exciting stuff. Thanks to Rose, forever grateful for her to give that big push that day. What a beautiful gift that was. It was amazing. Just go to my settings. Okay. Good to know. I'll try harder. I'll look for that. And thank you, Soul. I appreciate your, I'm going to sing more probably in the middle of the night. I will definitely be singing more, or if anybody brings a song to mind, I can sing that. J. Armstrong said that the tide can get really high and low, mindful flowing. Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, the interview with Benjamin the other day, that was so beautiful. It re-reminded me of it. It really is. Life is a sine wave. It's up and it's down and it's up and it's down. That's just how it goes, right? That's not a mistake. That's not something that we are trying to fight against. But it definitely feels like an error when the energy goes low again, doesn't it? Like, feels like you got off track, you got lost. That's in my book. It's one of the first lines in the first chapter is like, are you feeling lost again? Right? We come full circle. We're all found. We know the truth. We're high. We're in the flow. And then boom, something happens. And we completely get out of the flow. Hey, Carrie, nice to see you. You're slowing down right now. Yeah, yeah. Wow, I've thought of you so many times. I'm sorry I haven't checked in, but wondered how you guys made out that night with your RIOTS gear on. Musician can't link properly. I know, darn it, doesn't let you link. You could email it to me, to beth@bethmartins.com, and I can drop it in here. I know they don't let you link for some reason. It's probably, if I open this on YouTube, then I might be able to do it. Let's see if I can get there gracefully. Give me just a second. Is that God Move with Oli D scheduled? That dude is monetizing YT Killer. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, good point. Good point. I'll definitely try to set that up before Oli comes on again. I'm not sure if that's what you meant to say exactly. But I think I get your point anyway. And maybe I need to take a rest when you feel out of the flow. Well, yes, there's that. Absolutely. It's that's what the sine wave down is for. You got it, Jay. Exactly. It's not to fight against it and try to make life a straight line. It's to go with the flow, not against it. Exactly. Exactly. But we love that feeling of being in the flow. There's no denying it. And there's no mistake that we want that. And we should want that, right? That the synchronicity and the right meeting at the right time. And, you know, the person that you didn't know you needed to help because, you know, you just spontaneously jump on a live and someone needed to hear the exact thing you just said. And, you know, we all want that magic. It makes life worth living. The pleasure of that, the sheer pleasure. And what does that mean? So I should rent some people. Yeah, because that's how I, right, exactly. I think I have to just simply do it on my own channel. So I'm going to open it right now. And bear with me for a second. There I am live.
So do it on my own channel. Oh, so I'm going to open it right now.
All right, I'm getting this. See, I need some coaching, you guys. This is awesome. Thanks for all your help with coaching. So come back to this. I can still see you guys there. And then how do you know how I – here, I'll like my own video. I always do that now. And do you know how to give people wrenches? Does my little dots on the side report, remove, put user in timeout, hide user, add moderator? Is that it? Would that, if I add, is that giving somebody a wrench? So FE is now a moderator. Did I give you a wrench? I don't see any wrenches on my side as well, but I think that might work. Musicians for Truth. Let me see if I can give you a wrench. There we go. It's like Halloween. I'm handing out candy. Yeah, you got a wrench. Excellent. That's great. And Eric, do you want a wrench? Just for fun. Yeah, so good. Effie, do you want to come on again, or are you still enjoying your family? Feel free to. I'd probably have to get you a link again. I won't stay on for too much longer. Maybe another 10 minutes or so. I have to run out and find some goodly medicine. And yeah, I'll definitely do a video on the new age. That's a great topic. There's so many good things to talk about there. Absolutely. I wish every day could be a symphony of perfect synchronizes. Exactly. Exactly. But it's, I guess we would totally not know it was synchronicity if we didn't constantly see it, something that's not synchronized, and we would notice that we don't like that, right? It's just that that's what Benjamin was reteaching me every day, or not every day, the other day was just reteaching me how you need that out of balance in order to feel in balance. Otherwise, we would just be zombies. We'd be positive zombies, right? We'd be positive zombies, but let's look. I'm not really hoping for the golden age. People are, oh, the golden age is just around the corner. And it's like, I don't think so. According to the Indian calendar, we have the black age for at least 600,000 more years. It's not ending anytime soon. It's so funny that people in the new age talks about the golden age. So yeah, I'm going to have a lot of fun doing a video on that. We'll see how many people hate me after that. That's good. That's good. But you know what? Like, I just, please don't take it like I'm complaining, because I'm not. I'm actually really happy. I'm working on receiving all this and having these like beautiful souls around me that are totally, obviously, so for me, not against me, and so for you. This is such high, healthy, beautiful community. I felt really, really fortunate to be a part of that. You're joining me. Hello, Zero Infinity. Nice to see you. Hello, everyone. How's everyone tonight? He asks. Nice to see you. Glad to have you here. 444. It was 444. Very good. Very good. It's 646 here now. Musicians for Truth. You don't believe in coincidences anymore. I know. They're too perfect. They're too, like, they're just like somebody's orchestrating, right? And that's, yeah, no accidents. Absolutely. Barely anything random. Nothing random going on. J. Armstrong, spell check. Yeah, spell check. I can throw that in the New Age video. TJ Trustee, MFT. Yep, no such thing as coincidence. Does that stand for mother fucking truth or something like that? It's something much more polite than that. MFT. Let's see. Guys are doing making great comments. Thanks, Claire, for that. I was going to post the link again. Why didn't I do that? Did I do it already? Anyone else want a wrench? I don't want to play favorites or anything. Why do people forget? Yep, they forget so easily. It's nutball. It's nutball. We are basically like those, if you've had a baby and there's a certain age up until which you can just distract them from the old moment into the new moment. You know, it's a shameless tool. I imagine every parent ends up using to its fullest extent because it works really well. And it's just like, oh, you can't get that shiny object. Oh, don't worry. Here's another shiny object, right? And they're like, oh, perfect. Woohoo. Awesome. But then there comes a time, that age, that magical age, you know, what was it for my son? Maybe it was like, I don't know, 4 or something. And it was just like, maybe even way younger than that. As a matter of fact, I think it was way younger, more like less than 2 or something. And it just didn't work. It wasn't, he had a memory. He could hold a thought for longer. He could hold a desire for longer and became tenacious about it, right? And then you get into the temper tantrums because they're holding on and holding on and holding on. And so that's a normal God-given development faculty that we have to discriminate and hold on to our thoughts and our focus. And then the world is basically treating us like that infant who can be distracted at a moment's notice. Like we're begging for distraction. We want it. We're so uncomfortable in our focus. It's very painful to be in a body in a concentrated way, especially in this day and age. So there's every reason for us to get out of our senses because it doesn't feel good. And no problem, Effie. That's totally fine. You enjoy your birthday. Absolutely. I just thought if you're wanting. I know, TJ, I agree. It's very annoying to do a live on my phone too. I end up basically not contributing or not participating to the extent that I would really love to. I always give up on my phone. It seems useless. You can't even really tag somebody on a phone, especially in those really, really busy, intense chats that Crow777 and those guys get. This is fun for me because I can read practically every single comment. If I miss one, feel free to make it again. But I totally feel for you about typing on the phone. And yes, so the remembering, the forgetting. I was told, you might have heard me say this already, but in India, that the purpose of that, that's not a mistake that we remember and we forget. The purpose of it is actually to create a rub. So every time you remember, you've like, it's almost like you've struck a match. And then when you forget, you strike the match again. And you remember and you strike the match. And you're building, you know, if I run with this, you're building a fire. And that fire is always to purify, right? And that's not to purify eugenics style. That's to actually purify alchemy style, right? The metals that we want to get so concentrated. You want to get to that place where you let go of everything that's not you. Everything. And that's what purity is, right? All the garbage, all of the, and I'll say it like the, you know, the fears, the sorrows, everything. Not that that isn't really important. It is really important, but the importance is because it's got your freedom hostage otherwise, right? It's a fascinating game of being put in this strange, I don't really like the video game model. I don't really like it that much. I mean, there's of course that rendering thing starts to point towards that, but it is, it's not quite that. There's something way more magical than a video game going on here. Way more. And there are some similarities, but you know, at the end of the day, it's this, it's the rub. We need the rub. It's not that we necessarily need to be awake and, or need to be asleep, as we need the rub. And that makes, you know, I do notice it gets faster, way faster, the remembering and the forgetting, you know. So I forgot as soon as I left the store today and I had that, you know, I created a scene and I got treated badly, which was okay because I brought it on myself. And I came back and I just totally forgot. And I went into a moment of shame and I thought, okay, you know, Beth, what have you done? That would maybe, you know, you didn't win that one. And I'm walking along and I just happened to synchronistically run into this like amazing farmer guy that lives next door and works next door. And he's got these incredible microgreens. I love him. And I have interviewed him. Please check out that interview here. He's so cool and really, really awakened kind of guy. So he goes, oh, how's it going? I said, well, you know, kind of rough at the grocery store there. And I got to tell him my story. And right away, I got into this place of realizing like, no, I don't need to feel ashamed. I did that for a good and right reason. And it was effective in getting people's attention to basically, I do not consent to this. And, you know, so I remembered really quickly. And I came back and I felt inspired to jump on here and talk to you guys. So that, you know, I was in a place of shame for about, took me 7 minutes to walk home. And then it was, and then I'm back in the light and, you know, maybe I'm going to get in the road and somebody will piss me off and I'll forget again, but it seems to go faster. And Effie, take care. Happy birthday. TJ said it's organic analog. Digital is not reality. Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. I think there's something huge there in that whole analog thing. Or analog is organic, digital is not. Is that the deal, TJ? Musician said, I found with playing songs my whole life that I need to forget things to make room for new things. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, because, you know, maybe we are dealing with a hard drive and there's only so much room on it before you have to start storing on other people's hard drives, you know, having external hard drives, right? So we've got to, you know, that's what community is when you've got people in your world. I always work on this. This is a little point. I'm jumping around here, you guys, so, you know, feel free to get me focused on my topic here. But the thing that we're making this reality, we're moving forward, we get to participate. When I am creating more than I'm being created, right? Like if I just stop and I go limp and I don't do anything, some people call that resting. You know, I sleep every night. I sleep really good now, very deep. I wake and I feel rested. But you know, when you're in that mode, that's why I can go morning all the way to night and I'm fully engaged in some kind of creative thing. Because this is my business, this is my work, this is how I connect with people around the world to work with them or just, you know, connect with them in community. And so I can justify spending 100% of my waking time this way. My son doesn't need me anymore, right? Like I'm the one who pushes connecting with him and, you know, hijacking him for meals every day. But I have the luxury of being able to do this work full time and create full time. And that's where I feel happy and alive. And it's why I want for everyone that feels like they could themselves pursue their life's work full time, they should. And you know what? We are the ones making the economy. If there's going to be a new economy, they shot this one dead already. But if there's going to be a new one, it's up to us. We have to do it. And how do you do it? It's by putting value into the system. That's how. By being of service and doing valuable things and helping people ultimately. Flat Plain, Oregon, have a great rest of your day. I think I'm going to start signing off for now too. And thank you, Steve, for your props there. I appreciate that, saying my intention was good at the store. You know, it's it just comes out of me. I can't seem to do it any differently. I really was planning not to say anything and then that happened. So TJ said, digital is the particle, material world. Analog is the wave. Oh, fascinating. Oh, then maybe you should come on if you're up for it, TJ, to talk about this sometime. We should have a conversation if this is a subject that you love. And it was an awesome interview with Snake Jones, so please check it out. It was so, so good. If that's what you're talking about, Snake, it was awesome just yesterday, so it's there ready for you to watch on my channel. I loved it. We had a lot of trouble with the connection, but somehow the flow stayed really nice, and we will do this again. You just have to let me know when. Musicians for the truth, vibration, everything is frequency. Very true. Absolutely. It's all vibration. That's why we can do everything at that level for the most part. You know, you don't need to have a lot of, you don't need to manage your conflicts out there all the time. They can almost always be managed right in here. Almost always 100% of the time. And then there, if there's some natural organic action that comes from dealing with it in here, it just comes without having to even plan it or get premeditated. Soul said, yes, exactly what I've been learning since this craziness. Good for you. That's awesome. Value equals work. It really does. It really does. I've come to love work. My son, you know, I want him to work. He's not that into it for the most part, but he wanted a guitar kit, a brand new, so he could build his own fancy guitar. And it was a little bit on the expensive side. So I said, you know, could you help me out with some chores to do this? And I don't want to deal with my garage. So he came and he said to me at one point, he actually got into the joy of giving value. And he just said, you know what, it turns out I really like this. And I'm like, wow, that's beautiful. How nice. Because you certainly can't force someone. Then that's more like slavery. Doesn't matter if you're paying them. That's just no fun for me. I don't want to work with anybody that feels put upon. And it was a beautiful thing. So, yeah, definitely. Digital is like the telegraph, Norse code, click, click, click. Oh, also LED lights, right? They're the click, 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 click. I think that's exactly it. That's why they're bad for us. And that's why you can barely not even find an incandescent bulb anywhere anymore. So yeah, that's another great topic, digital versus analog. That'd be a great little panel to get together and have people talk about that. Like my son's dad, who is the musician and producer, he, you know, when the whole digital thing came, because he comes from the day of that it was all analog, 100%, and he knows the difference really big time. You know, I was listening to my live the other night. I did a live with music, and I was really hearing the digital part of it, even though this is a great mic, but I was just totally hearing. I was hearing the click, click, click in the background and light emitting diodes. No more normal lights anymore. I know. Like, we're almost getting to that place where you want to just go candlelight, which is so dangerous, very deadly to have candles around sometimes. But or going to sleep with the sun. That's more God's intention, I think, what we were supposed to do. And just get quiet and inward turning. And Flat Plain, Oregon, you'd like to check out that conversation? Absolutely. Absolutely. I am going to subscribe to your channel over here. I'm going to give you a wrench for no good reason. Whatever you'd like to do with that. I know you can block people, eh? If somebody comes on here and doesn't like it, I might need some help on Friday for Oli's interview. I don't know why I can't go to your channel. I'll have to just do that after. It's weird. I wish you could click on people's channels. That would be nice. And I'll figure out how to monetize in time for Friday. Absolutely. Yeah, we need to go back to ether-powered chandeliers again. Nice. And you think, honestly, with all of the technology that we have, that there would be enough inventors. But honestly, were they doing satanic rituals for all that? Right? Did they get all that stuff? Back to the mythology of Prometheus, who stole fire. Benjamin Balderson and I talked about that on his interview. That was super good. Old analog phone calls. It felt like the person was there with you. No, certainly no delay. It's true. It's absolutely true. I still have a landline. I love my landline. And if anybody wants, you know, I've got clients, we often end up on a Zoom or a WhatsApp, but yeah, the landline, heck, that's great. Never mind in person, right? It's that's the best of all. It's such a delicious experience to be in person with people. Even that security guard, he was really backing away from me today. He didn't want to talk to me. And Zero Infinity, want me to show you how to go to people's channels? people's channel from chat? Sure. Yes, absolutely. Please do it. Do you want to come on? I can drop the link in the chat here. I have a few more minutes. So yes, please. I would love if anyone want to teach me anything about all of this stuff. I seem to learn better from people than I do from videos. I know it's a handicap. But yeah, luckily I can see the chat after, so I can go through it and find all you guys that way. I don't think you can. I used to be able to. I know. I used to be able to do that. I could click on their three dots and it would give me the option to go to visit their channel. So now I probably have to search in the bar with your name, which is fine. I will do that. It's worth it. Yeah, I guess you can't anymore. But yeah, it's the end of the line where we draw it. I know everybody here has drawn it. Where are people going to draw it? It's their free will. But I can be a pain in the ass in the meantime. And it seems to come naturally to me. So for better or for worse. And Snake Jones, I am a landline. You got it. I love that. That's the last thing I'll put up for the day. Yeah, they killed that feature. It's a beautiful thing in social media. They have a good thing and then they go, oh, everybody loves that feature. Time to kill it. Absolutely. Yep. That's why we have to make our own systems. Be our own tribe, make our own value, do our own work, do it for each other. And build a new world. Somehow, I hold a dream that I get to be in community with all you guys at least once in this lifetime, maybe more. Yeah, they removed the ability to verify who's in chat. Okay. Oh, well. Well, I'll figure it out. Maybe I hope they didn't remove the ability to get monetized because I couldn't find that either, but I will definitely check it out. And you'll drop a link for a Google Chrome extension. Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Zero Infinity. That's awesome. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it. It's so lovely to meet all you guys. I love you a lot. And I look forward to seeing you. If you want to join me Friday, it is 10 a.m. Central CD time. If you're looking for the time change, you can visit worldtimebuddy.com. You can visit my website, bethmartins.com, if you haven't had a reading of your King Hero's Journey archetype or your Merpreneur's Journey archetype. It is all about the value of your purpose. And rather than, just waiting for yourself to hit bottom, you go forward and create something of value. You can find out where you are on the hero's journey right now. What is most important to you? What are the big shadows where you might be losing your energy? And you can make instant changes just seeing where you are at on the journey. And can I please mod you for a second? Absolutely, Zero Infinity. I thought I had done that, but let me do it again. Add moderator. That's what that means, mod. Okay, I get it now. People have been saying mod to me. That's what that means. I get it. Eric said, I remember when YT was social. Yeah, used it, be able to instant message people and much more. Yeah, I know. It sucks. We're all here. But we'll get off of here. I do have my own forums, actually, but I can't live stream on them. Exactly. Mod equals wrench. Excellent. Right on. Good teachers. Musicians for the Truth. There have been a whole bunch of fake accounts running around. Be wary of all. If someone you sort of know says something out of character, it may not be them. Exactly. In fact, on one of my interviews with Oli, which is here on the channel, I clicked on somebody that was giving a weird message in my chat. And it was in the time when you can actually click on them. And they had 66,600 subscribers. And it was all a bunch of like old time tunes, just kind of a bunch of nothing with millions of views on it. So like no real content of any kind, just ripping off. Like normally you can't even really have that content because that's, well, maybe some of it was, I don't know, the copyright infringement would be there. But yeah, this is for Google and I won't use Google anymore. I am using Brave and DuckDuckGo. So then they might not favor me because of that if I'm not on Chrome, but that's just fine with me. If they don't favor me, I don't mind. Unless, of course, there's something that I can't get past. So I will resort to Google Chrome now and again for that. So thanks for that, Zero Infinity. I totally appreciate it. All right, my dears. Well, I'm exactly at the hour mark that I had, and I'm going to say goodbye for now. See you Thursday, 10 a.m. for a call-in. I'm only going to make it a call-in show with Ole Damegaard, and we'll be picking a topic that I don't know exactly what that is yet. So thank you so much, everyone. And yes, TJ, I'm going to look into creating super chats now that I've managed to get over that hump. I will be figuring out how to do that. Thank you for reminding me. I appreciate it. And yeah, Eric, you deleted your original channel. Got it. I must have four. Hey, Reperception. I'm glad you've been listening in. That's awesome. All right. See you maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I'm really going on inspiration. I always leave it to inspiration. I don't want to come on with any robotic messages or just because I feel like I have to. And big love to all of you as well. Bye for now.